I have a question about, I mean, even just to get into some of the Manson stuff right now, I have a question about you knocking on those doors of the former Manson people, because as far as I know, almost all of them are like either in prison still or like, we don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, most of them were, we don't want to see you, go away.
Would they like answer the door and be like,
well, I had two run-ins where that became really threatening. Country Sue Bartel, who lived on the Russian River.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great place to be threatened, though.
It was scary. It's, I mean, she was like a dirt road.
Yeah.
And like, it looked like something from like Old South with that moss. And she was out working in her lawn. And I said, Miss Bartel, and I'd already, you know, usually I would often email them if I could find, or even write a letter. And it's, if they didn't respond, I'd show up. And, you know, that was a trip. That was on that 8-month trip. And she said, get off my property. And I said, please. And, you know, I had a routine that I would try to begin by saying, well, look, if you talk to me, I can do this, that.
Yeah.
And she started, she had a scythe, I think. Where you, and she starts swinging it and walking towards me.
You don't want to see a Manson girl with a
scythe.
And
I'm on the street.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm on the street now. You know, you can't do anything. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, but you're on the street near the Russian River down a, probably a dirt road.
There was no neighbors.
Yeah.
And then the exact same thing happened on that trip in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, another place that I have bad associations with.
Nancy Pittman, who Vince Bugliosi, he got some stuff right. He called her Manson's right hand of the women, and she was scary, and she went to prison for being an accessory to a murder after the family members went to prison and were tried and convicted. She never was nailed for anything.
Yeah.
I think she was involved. She's still alive. I don't care. She can come after me. I think she was involved in the murders.
Yeah.
But about 6-7 years later in Sacramento, she was in the Russian River with a couple white supremacist guys and with Squeaky Frome and one more man. Oh, Sandra Good, I think. And the guys killed a couple, a married couple, and they cut the guy in half or three parts, buried him on an adjacent property, and the women buried the mother. I mean, they
the
had
wife.
A little child, like a 1 or 2 year old kid. They didn't kill the kid. They buried the woman in the basement. They were caught, and Nancy Pittman went to prison. She pled out, I think. She got like 10 or 12 years because she didn't kill. She just helped hide the... Well, she probably did. Anyway, she got out of prison and then ended up in Bend. And I'm not going to tell you what her real name... I mean, what her new name is, but I found her, and she didn't come at me with a... it was her son had these clipper things he was doing. And
really?
He came at
like
me
like hedge
with
clippers?
Them. Hedge clippers, yeah.
Could you please give us your name? Jeffrey Epstein. Could you please give us your name? Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein.